Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today, talking about the status of our Packers with Dr. Daryl Peel here in just a moment.
Farmers throw a big curveball at wheat diseases that they can't hit. Give them Green Hammer, an OSU variety marketed through Oklahoma Genetics. Key diseases such as leaf rust and stripe rust can't touch Green Hammer, and it offers one of the highest protein levels in the Great Plains with a top-tier test weight. Green Hammer also offers Hessian fly resistance and acid soil tolerance. It's also been recognized for excellent milling and baking quality by the Wheat Quality Council. Put the hammer down with Green Hammer. Log on to OKGenetics.com to learn more.
Calling all farmers and ranchers. Don't miss the Oklahoma City Farm Show June 18th through 20th at the Bennett Event Center at State Fair Park. See the latest in farm and ranch equipment and services along with live cattle demonstrations. Arrive early for free coffee and rolls and register to win $1,000 in show bucks sponsored by Great Plains Kubota. Take a test drive and enter to win a zero-turn Spartan mower. Show hours 9 to 5, 4 p.m. Saturday. Admission and parking are free. Visit OklahomaCityFarmShow.com for details.
It was a real battle back in April and early May of keeping our beef processing plants online because of COVID-19. Extension Livestock Market Economist Dr. Daryl Peel says we're still really backed up when it comes to heavyweight market-ready cattle. He says we're getting a lot closer, though, to producing the same amount of beef that we did 1 year ago.
You know, we've made remarkable progress, I think faster than some people really thought. Of course, packers have a tremendous incentive to get that capacity back online just as quick as is really practical for them. This week's estimated slaughter has cattle slaughter at about 89% of last year, and the estimated weekly beef production total is actually about 92% of the same week a year ago. Of course, it was a holiday week, but they were both holiday weeks. And the reason the beef production estimate is so much higher than the slaughter estimate, from 89% to 92%, is the fact that the carcass weights, because we do have a lot of backed up fed cattle right now, are really pushing higher at a time of year when they normally are moving to a seasonal low. So we've got these steer and heifer carcass weights anywhere from, steers are 52 pounds heavier than last year, heifers are about 43 pounds heavier than this time last year.
Dr. Peel says those extra pounds per finished animal making quite a difference in helping us play catch up.
If you use last year's carcass weights and figure the difference in the beef production, the heavier carcass weights this year are the equivalent of adding about 30,000 head to this week's slaughter at last year's carcass weights. So it's like getting more slaughter if the carcass weights were closer to seasonal levels. And that's helping us in the short run. We still have these localized and sporadic shortages in the market right now, but we're going to rapidly fill that gap in the next couple of weeks.
So, bigger carcasses means more pounds of beef per critter. However, we still got a lot of heavyweight animals that we've got to eventually work through the system.
Well, I think, there's two sides to it. Obviously, on the consumer side, we're anxious to get that product back in the stores in a reliable fashion, and I think we're going to get there pretty quickly. Again, in the next couple of weeks, we'll see most of that be taken care of. On the fed cattle side, the feedlot side, we do have a significant backlog of cattle, and even when we get capacity back up as high as we're going to get it, it's going to be a slow process, I think, for a number of weeks at a minimum, and perhaps even months before we get fully caught up with this backlog of cattle and really get back to what we would call current from the standpoint of the feedlot situation.
As far as how many cattle are really backed up in the system right now, John Netflica with Sterling Marketing says he doesn't think it's anywhere close to a million head, like some folks have suggested. Now, on the demand side of things, one of the numbers, Daryl, that we have been watching is the wholesale box beef trade. About 2 weeks ago or so, it had peaked out at $475 per hundredweight, almost $5 a pound. It's dropped $100 a hundredweight since that time. Any ideas on how low it might go?
Well, I really don't know that there is any way to tell. I mean, it's going to come down, certainly quite a bit more from where it's at. We started, if I remember the numbers right, we started this kind of run up back in March with a box beef, choice box beef level of around 222, and it had been higher than that early in the year. So it's going to come down, into the low $3 a pound range probably. And we may see quite a bit of volatility in that going forward because we've got these supply dynamics at work. We're also going to have some demand dynamics as we bring food service back online. We switch some demand away from grocery stores back to food service. And at some point, the reality of unemployment probably kicks in a bigger way, and that may be a little bit of a wet blanket on all of the demand.
You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron.
Hi, my name is Leanne Vanderlaan, a dairy farmer from Oklahoma. While many things have changed in the years, one thing remains. Dairy farmers are still dedicated to providing the safest, most wholesome, and delicious food and beverage for my family and yours. This commitment makes a farm a great place to be. I wouldn't trade my job for anything else. Join me and celebrate all things dairy this National Dairy Month. Learn more about local dairy farms at DairyDiscoveryZone.com.
And that's your Beef Buzz. I'm Ron Hayes.